Welcome to the Student Section Sports Podcast. I'm Jordan Pinnell, here with the newest member of our team, Grant Hardy Nardi. How's it going, Grant?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good, good. I'm glad to have you. So we got a good show today. We're going to talk about the NBA Finals, Game 3 and Game 4, because we're not frequent enough with our podcast. And we also had an interview with the newest member of the Kansas City Royals, Tyler Tolbert. And we're going to get into a few other things. We're going to touch on the NHL playoffs, and we're going to give you sports headlines that don't matter. All right, so let's get into it, Grant.
Hey, can I introduce something on my first time here?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so I want to introduce this thing that I think is kind of creative, is the Baker Mayfield of the Week. I'm a big believer in Baker Mayfield. I love Cleveland football.
Same. So that's why I recruited you. Simply off of your Baker Mayfield fanhood.
Yeah.
All right. So how are we gonna do the?
Okay. So we can do a good Baker of the Week and a bad Baker of the Week.
Good Baker, bad Baker. So like a good thing that happened in what? In like sports or my life or what?
Anything. So like for instance, in Baker's standpoint, Baker, you know, coming in after Tyrod Taylor gets hurt, wins us. What, like 8 games? I think they were like 8-9 or something
seven,
like that.
Seven, eight, and one.
Yeah. So coming in, doing that, that's good. That's a good Baker.
Good Baker.
Bad Baker, grabbing your nuts in Kansas. That's not a good Baker.
Yeah, that was bad Baker. Okay. That's bad Baker. I'm picking up your concept. I like that a lot. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So for me, I'll have to think about it because you just threw this on me. Good Baker of the Week. This could go, so I'll do one good Baker, two bad Bakers, because I just thought of two bad Bakers.
Okay, good Baker.
I watched a movie today, Fahrenheit 451, which is one of my favorite books.
Okay, yeah.
Like, growing up, favorite books that I read.
Right.
And my bad Baker was that the movie sucked compared to the book, mm-hmm. So that was a bad Baker. Another bad Baker is, this has been a recurring theme for me, is existing in hot places, like... I just moved to a different spot. Like, mm-hmm. So I used to live somewhere else. I just moved.
Yeah.
It's hot. I had to get a window unit in my bedroom just to cool my room down from the rest of the house. Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
I had to, like, have to be hot at my house. Also, at work every day, it's hot.
Yeah.
And I can't do anything about that because I don't control the thermostat. So bad Baker existing in hot places.
Okay.
So what do you got? Maybe you came with something?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I just thought of this idea just right off the top of my head.
Oh, sweet.
So,
okay.
You know, a good Baker for me. A good Baker. I don't know.
It's got to be... recording this podcast right now. That's
okay.
Your
good
only
Baker
option.
Getting this opportunity. That's absolutely. A bad Baker would be that I work outside and I cut grass and stuff. And this week it started, and I usually cut grass on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and it's rained all day Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So I've had to cut grass all week in rain. And I just come home drenched, and it's just not a good day.
Yeah, no, I see. I can't cut. I can't do a lot of landscaping work because my allergies are so bad.
I have to take Claritin before I do it.
Yeah, like, so it's bad. I learned this at the age of like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
My dad was like, "Yo, I need you to come help me. You'll make like $100 or so. Like, we're gonna put some Bonstro on." I was like, "Okay, that's easy." Like
$100, dude. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's simple. And within like 12 minutes of starting, my like eyes were swollen, my throat was like closing up, I was like itchy all over, I was like crying, but I wasn't sad.
Like, you were like about to die.
I was literally about to die, but as any good man would, I finished the day's work.
Absolutely.
And almost died. Got the $100, never came close to Pine Straw on my own will ever again since then.
And you're just I'm never doing this
again. I've had a few encounters where I had to like touch it, like, mostly on accident.
Yeah.
All bad experiences. But, yeah, so I can't do a lot of that, like, landscaping stuff. I'd like to, because there's just good money in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, so, like I said in the introduction, now that we got our good and bad Bakers out of the way, we had a special guest on for an interview this week, Tyler Tolbert, former Hewitt Trustful baseball player and basketball player, former UAB baseball player, and current Kansas City Royal. I'm here with Tyler Tolbert, former UAB baseball player, who was just drafted by the Kansas City Royals. How's it going, Tyler?
It's going good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm making it. Glad to be here. So, obviously, you just got drafted in the 13th round by the 13th round, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
By the Kansas City Royals. What was it like to, like, get that call?
It was very surreal, but it was kind of a crazy process leading up to it. They called me quite a few hours before. The draft started at 11. We were contacting back and forth around 7:30, 8 o'clock. And
yeah.
It was multiple phone calls and negotiating, and we reached a deal before the draft, and it was all good.
Cool. Did you, like, leading in, like, what's your favorite MLB team?
Growing up, I was a Boston Red Sox fan. I was a big Boston Red Sox fan.
Okay. I was a Braves fan growing up, so, like, I don't really like the Red Sox, but I really hate the Yankees, so I can tolerate that more than if you said you were a Yankees fan. But, did you, like, have any idea that you wanted to go to the Royals, or did you have a team that you thought, like, you'd fit better with, or...
Actually, the Royals really, they fit my game, and when we met back in January, we talked, and, like, the organization was very, very, let's see, what's the word, very attractive, because it matched up to what I do, and what their focus on, and their emphasis of speed, and being very versatile, and being energetic and passionate about the game, and, like, so it was very similar, and so I was really attracted to them. We had a really good meeting back in January, so I really liked the Royals when I left out that meeting.
Do you think you're better than their second baseman?
I don't know who their second baseman right now is. But
okay, that's fair. That's a good answer. So, like, do you know any players, like, from the MLB? Who do you know?
Michael Chavis. He's the Red Sox second baseman, third baseman. Okay. He just got called up this past April, and I was so happy for him. But I know a lot of people that are in the minor leagues are waiting to get their shot on the MLB. But okay. Michael Chavis.
So, like, take all of those people and just, like, subtract them from, like, possible answers to this. Like, if you could kick it with, like, any MLB player, like, all tomorrow. Right. Like, you could just pull up at his house and, like,
current MLB player?
Yeah, like, watch the, like, next finals game. Who would it be?
Dude, that's a good question. Oh, I'm going to have to go with probably Tim Anderson.
Tim Anderson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tim Anderson.
I personally, I would probably want to kick it with, like, Dansby. Just because he's, like, seems like a really cool guy to me. Dansby. He might be a little... See, I don't watch, like, a ton of baseball. Mm-hmm. I used to when I was a kid, but, like, I work and school, and I don't have, like, a ton of time to sit down and watch, like, a whole, like, nine-inning baseball game. But
I
see Dansby seems like he might be, like, a little cockier, but, like, still probably a cool guy.
No, Dansby's a cool guy. He's having a good year this year.
Do you know him, too?
I don't know Dansby, but I was at SunTrust. I had to go to a workout. So I met everybody from the Braves, and everybody just said great things about Dansby.
Was he cool, or was he, like, a douche to you?
Well, like, they were out of town, and they got in the next day. But I, like, met their, like, front office. I met Gary Sheffield.
Dude.
I met Freddie McGriff. Gary Sheffield's still huge. He's jacked.
That's like, yeah, I bet. Okay, another comparison here. What MLB player would you compare yourself to most?
Oh, that's the one I want to kick it with. It's Tim Anderson.
Tim Anderson, yeah, nice. Okay, so that's...
Oh, I don't know. Mookie's up there, too.
Yeah, he's pretty quick.
Yeah, it'd be Tim or Mookie. That's what my comparisons are.
For the record, his speed comparison, he didn't... I read a stat. I was, like, looking up some of your stats yesterday. Mm-hmm. You had the, like, league lead... Or the conference lead in stolen bases your sophomore year, right?
And this past year, too.
And this past year? I couldn't find it for... How many bases did you steal this past season?
41.
41?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I remember seeing it on Instagram every time, and you were, like, up the leaderboard. Dude, that's a ton. How many games you playing?
I only played in 47 this year because...
47?
Yeah, I got sick, and I had a precautionary reason. Injury thing, but it's a precautionary thing.
Okay, so y'all play what, like, 55 games?
56.
Okay.
And our center fielder actually beat me by 6. He had 47.
Dang.
But he did play every game, though.
Okay. That's true. So,
but in conference play, I had the most. Jess Davis. He's going to get the call next year.
Okay. Cool. That's awesome. How'd you let him beat you, though? Like, I mean, that's your thing, though.
I know, but he had 9 games on me, so. Like.
Okay, that's true. So, what was your batting average was, like, around, like, 260 or something this year?
283.
Okay, yeah. I saw your... I thought your sophomore year was your highest batting average.
Mm-mm. My sophomore year was 230. Last year,
232. What's like, who led, like, the NCAA in batting average?
Some guy from, gosh, he went crazy. He got drafted. I think he's at UNLV. Okay. It was like 4 something.
Okay, that's nuts. I saw, okay, so what's the deal with this, I guess it's the summer league you were talking about earlier, the, like, Locos, I think it was. Yeah, what is that? I've never.
So, like, when you go to college, you can either stay and train at your facility, lift weights, which I did last year, or you can go play. I could have gone play, but I wanted to train and get bigger, faster, stronger for this, the opportunity I have now. Yeah. So, when you go, you have different leagues and teams that, like, kind of reach out to you, like, they want you to play for them. It's another season. It's like, it's not a minor league team, but they kind of function like a minor league team. And so I played for the Lima Locos. We actually won the championship. Played on a lot of great talent on that team. One of my teammates actually got drafted.
Who was that?
Oh, Will Robertson. He went 4th round.
Okay, cool.
On the Locos. And, like, that's the closest thing from college without being a professional baseball player to being – like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, it's like...
You're playing every day, wood bats, you're in small towns, all they do is just go watch college baseball.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Okay, so, like, I was talking to you about this, like, before we started recording, but is it, like, frustrating at all, or, like, annoying, like, the lack of attention that college baseball gets?
Well...
Like, in the sense of, like, you can't find it on ESPN, and it's hard to find, like, stats, and the games are, like, rarely televised.
It's getting better. It used to be worse.
Yeah.
But it is getting better. Like, this past year, we played on quite a few more games on ESPN, and, like, the conference actually, like, made a contract with ESPN. So, like, it's getting better, but the Roars and I are actually talking about this today. It's just, the draft, the MLB draft, is not as advertised as the NBA and the NFL draft. And, you know, it's not like people aren't really into it as much as...
Aren't there, like, a ton of rounds in MLB draft?
There's 40.
Yeah, that's a lot.
it's a lot. But I mean, 7 rounds in the NFL can go... It's a really long time when everybody has 3-4 minutes to pick.
Yeah.
So, but it's getting better, I think... College World Series, really, like, this weekend, a lot of attention will be on it because of Super Regionals. In the College World Series, a lot of people watch that, but there's a lot of baseball teams out there, so.
Okay, cool. So, like, that, I'm going to tie that in with, like, recruiting-wise, like, what is, because a lot of guys don't go to, like, there's no, like, really, like, schools that, like, you're like, oh, I want to go play baseball for this school. Doesn't, like, most guys just go, like, local to play baseball?
No. Everybody has their dream school. Like,
oh, for real?
So, like, when you on the elite summer circuit.
Yeah.
Which I was on for 3 years.
Okay.
So, this is tournament. It's like, these tournaments from June to late May. It really starts June to July. And they have, like, 300 to 400... travel teams, they all come to this one place, and every scout in America is there, every college in America is there, and like, everybody's just battling out to win a national championship. And, like, I remember going into my senior year, I played for the East Cobb Astros, and there's every SEC school just lined up right there.
Dang.
And then, like, so when you play that and you make it kind of far, you get invited to this thing called Jupiter. And that's what every, like, travel ball team wants to make is Jupiter. And Jupiter is front of every MLB team.
Yeah.
And it's going into your senior year. Like, it's front of, I did that going, like, in my senior year. So it is my senior year. We do it in the fall. And, like, when you go down to Jupiter, there's every scout in America, every GM, every cross-checker. It's everybody. Yeah. And there's just golf carts and just people with radar guns and stopwatches and video cameras. And it's just insane, but it's fun.
Okay. So what was your, like, dream college school, like, to go to play for? Like, who are the best, like, top five, like, not this season, but, like, overall programs, like, longevity-wise?
I mean, like, longevity-wise, I mean, it's really SEC. Like, Vanderbilt's always up there.
Is Oregon State good?
Oregon State, yes. Okay, Oregon State, that's what I thought. You know, it's usually, you know, you're really, like, top five is always, like, Oregon State, Vanderbilt, UCLA, Florida, and, like, LSU. Okay. My dream school when I was 15, before, like, I got recruited, I mean, middle school, I wanted to go to Ole Miss. Like, my freshman year, I wanted to go to Ole Miss. But okay, I did play against Ole Miss this year, so I got to say, play against my, you know.
Why'd you pick UAB to play?
It was the coaches. And, okay, like, the playing time, I knew I could go in and make an impact. And the coaches, like, I had an opportunity to go play SEC, but I didn't choose. I chose UAB over the opportunity to play SEC. Yeah. And I just felt UAB was the perfect stepping stone to get me to where I am now.
Did Carter Ferris, like, play any role in recruiting you heavily, or was
a little bit? Playing with Carter again, you know, it was fun. And, like, Carter also, he had opportunities to go play at SEC, but he turned those down to go play at UAB.
Did Malden do, like, a good job of, like, getting you guys recruited?
Yeah, Malden. I mean, Malden did really good.
Oh, that was his high school coach, by the way.
Yeah, Jeff Malden, yeah. Coach Malden, he's like my second dad. Okay. Talk to him all the time. And so my junior year, he was really good about, you know, just getting coaches in to see you and stuff like that. But really, the biggest summer of your life is your summer going into your senior year. Yeah. That's when all the offers start coming in and stuff like that.
Because I remember, like, there was a time where, like, all of the, like, sports programs, all the coaches, like, staffs were terrible at Hewitt at getting players recruited. Like, Zach didn't get recruited until, like, even talked to by any schools until Floyd and all them came.
Exactly.
Because, like, Coach Riddle was just, I love the guy, incredible coach.
Yeah.
But he didn't do much recruiting-wise to say, like, hey, look at this guy. It was more like, that's your business, you handle it.
Yeah, Coach Bond does a really good job. I had my first offer going into, like, my junior year. I had my first couple offers my junior year of high school.
Okay. Baseball. Was baseball your, like, favorite? Like, because I know, like, growing up, like, we played, like, football and basketball and stuff together. Like, was baseball, like, your favorite, or were you just, like, that I'm just the best at this, so I'm going to?
Basketball was my first love, though. Like, basketball was, like, really the first sport I was good at. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, wow, I'm really good at it. And baseball is just, it was a grind and everything. Like, I loved it. But it was, like, always, like, basketball and baseball was just there. And then I kind of figured out, I guess that's when I knew I was, like, kind of good.
Yeah.
That was when I was, like, 10.
Like, baseball?
Baseball. Basketball, I knew I was pretty good at a young age.
But yeah.
Baseball was 10, and then that's when I, like, wanted to be a MLB baseball player.
Okay, cool. All right, who's, like, toughest? Who's the toughest guy you've ever had to hit off of?
There's three guys.
Three guys?
No, four. Nick Sandlin. Jason Groom. All these guys are in Pro Bowl, by the way, now. Clark Schmidt, all of them are first rounders. And Riley Pine, he threw 100 miles an hour.
Ouch. Okay, who's the best player you've played with then?
Ooh, played with a bunch of good first rounders too. Ever?
Yeah, ever. Like even T-ball, like 6-year-old baseball.
Dude, oh my, there's so many. Like, we do it like ever, like number one, because like, I rank them in positions. Oh man, number one. This is the
like
worst.
overall player, like not by position, like best player in general.
Gosh, I'm going to do somebody that I played with or against.
With.
With, okay. Oh, my. Oh, goodness. I'm going to go with, I got to go with my boy. I'm going to say Chase Smart. When we were in high school, Chase Smart, oh, my gosh. Like, I mean, he got drafted, but it was either him or Reggie Pruitt. Just Chase Smart can hit a ball a mile.
Yeah.
No matter he's throwing 105 or 55. And he's the best catcher I ever played with. Oh, my goodness. Probably, I might ask my dad that. Like, who do you think is the best player I ever played with?
All right, yeah, get back. Tweet it at me if you think of somebody different. Okay, going on, like, the same deal. What's, like, one guy that you've played with that deserves a shot, like MLB wise, that isn't getting like very much looks?
Oh, Carter Ferris.
Carter Ferris?
Carter Ferris, hand down. Okay. Carter Ferris has single handedly led UAB, put us on his back and just carried us. Like, he hit the game winning hit for us to go to conference tournament last year.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Mr. Consistency. Like, Carter's so consistent. And I pray and hope that a team gives him a contract because he deserves it. He works for it. Best. He's a great player, even better person. Like, nothing negative to say about Carter. Nothing negative at all.
That's good. That's good stuff. All right. I've got some, like hypothetical type questions.
That's fine.
All right. So, like, situationless.
All
right. So, like, if there's a runner on second, one out, conference final game, so conference championship game, would you rather be the runner on second or the guy that has to move him over or knock him in?
Oh, knock him in.
Knock
easy.
Him in?
Easy.
Oh, so you're like a big spotlight guy.
Like, oh, dude, I want, like, anytime I clutch at that because I want the bat, I want to be the guy.
So I guess that probably answers this next one. I was thinking, would you try to move him over or would you try to, like, shoot one in the gap and get him in right then?
I'm trying to base hit wins. That's what I'm going on. I said base hit scores them.
What if it's like a pitcher that you know, like, you can't hit really well though? Like a guy, I don't know if there's any guys that you know, like, I've always struggled against this guy.
Well,
so you just still think you can hit
him? I'm still like, look, a hit, we win.
Okay, say your coach tells you, like, pop one up and, like, move him over because,
okay,
like, y'all's biggest hitter is up next.
Yeah, I would do that if you told me to.
But, like, you see one, like, a meatball coming, and, like, you know, like, you can slap it wherever you want, or you can put it over the left field wall if you want. Are you still going to pop it up and move the guy over?
No, I'm going to hit it because if he scores, my coach don't care. We just won the game. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, like, yeah. Okay, true. True. Okay. All right. I'm going to try to think of, I'm trying to come up with these on the fly. Gosh. See, I haven't played baseball in so long.
Good.
Would you rather make the game-winning out or, like, game-winning, like, hit, like, base, same type, like, single?
Ooh, I knew you was going to go down this route. This, that, now that's a tough question, because, like, you make the play, like, everybody's just going to be like,
yeah,
but you make the hit, everybody.
Yeah. You see, you're making SportsCenter either way.
Either
you
way,
know?
It's just, am I playing infield or outfield?
Second base.
Second base.
No, scratch that, shortstop. Shortstop's plays look cooler most of the time.
All right, I'm playing short.
No offense.
No, we don't. We talking about, like, routine, or we talking about, like, crazy?
Routine.
This base hit, because routines is, that's just part of it.
Okay.
I'd rather have the game when it hit.
What if it's, like, slightly more difficult than routine. Like up the middle, but you got there fast enough. You didn't have to dive, but like it was still like a tough looking play.
I like doing that too, but there's nothing better than getting mobbed by your teammates after a hit, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's got to be a good. I've personally never experienced it.
It's a good feeling.
It looks fun when I watch baseball games. Okay. Would you rather be a pitcher, or like if say you could pitch and like you could really bring it like high 90s, or like are you good where you're at? Like, would it be like not permanent pitcher, but like would you want to be one of those guys like where they stick a position player on the mound, or like are you good where you're at?
See,
but don't think of it in the sense of like, oh, if I could pitch too, I get more money. Just
see, the only thing is about pitching. That you only play once every 5 days.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's kind of a.
But you're like a relief guy.
But
you're
I play every day. Oh, dude, I love to do that.
Okay, I figured. It sounds pretty cool.
It sounds so good. Like my coach that go to the mound, you know, you throw like 99. Oh my goodness, yeah, that would be awesome.
And like you're a position player, so like if somebody rocks you, they're like, okay, well, he's a second baseman. He's a second baseman. No, that's pretty cool. Okay, if you had like the choice, like would you stick with baseball if you knew you could be like top 15 even point guard in the NBA?
That's a good question. I've never thought about that. Okay, I'm gonna say this. The only bright side about basketball is climate control.
True.
No matter what you're playing. I mean, the wear and tear on your body is still kind of, I'm still have to go with baseball because the money in baseball is really good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You've got to be like LeBron or like.
To stay in the league. Because everybody gets, you know, not everybody gets drafted, but there's a lot of players you hear that get drafted and then they just never
get their second contract.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, but the like, so my thing is like, baseball players used to be like the coolest. Like growing up, like you know, like we're the same age. It was like, holy crap, like baseball players, like Chipper Jones, A-Rod, Derek Jeter, like all these players, coolest guys ever. But now, like kids now are looking like that way towards like basketball players. And it's weird because like baseball is like America's sport, but like, people are looking at like basketball, and it's like the lifestyle. Like basketball players are always like
flashy.
Yeah.
I mean, baseball players, like, they're different. Like, I don't want anybody to take this wrong way, but, you know, kind of carry ourselves like kind of different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The only thing, well, I'll say this, what's hurting baseball players, baseball in general, is the popularity is because it's too, like, people feel like it's too long.
Yeah.
Like 3 hour game. I mean, I even know baseball players that won't sit there and watch a MLB game for 9 innings. You know what I'm saying? They'll go to one and enjoy it, but like a lot of kids would rather watch a basketball game than a baseball game. You know what I'm saying?
Basketball's a lot faster.
Exactly.
People also don't like good pitching anymore. People like home runs, not good pitching.
Well, I mean, the excitement of it.
You've got to. It goes with the same like the guys who hate like a 9-6 game in football. Like,
exactly.
You got to appreciate a good thing. Like, to me, it's like, if a dude throws, like, not even a no-hitter, like, a two-hit, like, nine-inning game, like, I like that.
Exactly.
But, like, some people are like, oh, that's boring, and, like, he didn't even get a no-hitter, or he didn't throw a perfect game, and there was, like, no home runs. Like, like people love Aaron Judge because he knocks ball around.
Exactly.
Like,
I mean, everybody's different because, like you said, you like the guys throw two hitter, one hitter, so that's like art. You know, so baseball's.
I mean, I don't
art.
Like it because it's like a step below greatness, but like I can appreciate it because I can't do it.
But like, it'd be different if this dude was two hitter with 14 Ks.
Yeah,
that's fun to watch.
Yeah, that is fun to watch.
Every single guy. I mean, basically, everybody went up there striking out. He's striking out half the team.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking more like a. Like, just a super generic, like, well-pitched game. Like, guys are hitting the ball it's just like straight to the shortstop though, and like he's out. Like, I've watched baseball games like that before. Like, I guess this is coming from a different angle because like I'm a Braves fan, so I'll watch a Braves game and like everyone's grounding out to the shortstop or second base, and I'm like, gosh. But that's more of like, man, the Braves suck. Like, this isn't even fun to watch.
It's not. It's so hard. Like, the strikeout numbers are up, but the home run numbers are up. So like,
yeah.
So it's kind of a yin and a yang type thing.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, small slight at you. I'm gonna come at you a little bit here.
All right.
I noticed in your stats that you had, I think I'm correct on this, 111 strikeouts and 110 hits.
Yeah,
what's up with that, dude?
I struck out so much last year. that was the most I ever struck out in my life.
Dude.
Literally. I'm like, my dad even said something about it. Like, I didn't even know what was going on. I struck out 56 times maybe last year. My sophomore year. But this past year, it was not even close.
Yeah, I was just messing with
you.
No,
you're good, dude. Nah.
What was the longest, like, hitting streak you had at UAB?
At UAB?
Yeah. Are you a big, like, hitting streak guy?
Yeah, it was either 12 or
14. That's impressive.
Summer league, I think I reached 21 or 24 up in Lobby.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. What was your own base percentage?
It was touching a 400, close to 400. It was like a hot 390.
Did you get hit, like, hit by pitches a lot?
No.
Did you stand off the plate?
No, I mean, I'm on the plate, but I just...
They just don't hit you. So
they do, but, like... I just don't want to. Like, okay. I only got hit 4 times this past year.
Okay, so I'm going to give you, like, this is my most recent baseball experience. Mm-hmm. I was on, it was when we were, I want to say seniors in high school. We had the scout team with, like, me, Will Orman, uh-huh. Bree. Yeah. And so I crowded the plate really bad because, like, I'm not a great hitter. Mm-hmm. Like, no power whatsoever in me. Mm-hmm. Just, like, I'm a decent hitter. Like, I can put the ball in play, you know. But I just crowded the plate big time. And I got hit. It was like a 15-game season. You know how, like, rec league baseball. Yeah. Like, 15-game season, like, 2-loss elimination playoffs or something like that. I got hit at least one time every game. It's my biggest claim to fame. I think it was, like, 18 games and, like, 25 hit-by-pitches. So, does that go towards on-base percentage?
It does.
So, my on-base percentage was through the roof. I was a 18-game on-base streak.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of people would value that, though. They, like, some people, like...
If I get there, I can score.
Exactly.
But, like, if I get hit more than I hit the ball, that's probably not a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
It was to the point where, like, the umpires knew that I was going to take the pitches. And so one time I got hit by a pitch, but I didn't move because I was so used to it at that point, and the kid was throwing, like... Freaking like lollipops and they're like low 60s, like super slow. And so I just like took it on the arm and started walking. And he just called a ball and asked me where I was going. I was like, well, the ball hit me. And he told me they changed their rules because I got hit by so many pitches that you had to like attempt to move out of the way.
Yeah.
So then from that point on, even if the kid was throwing like meat, I would just like turn my shoulder, even if it was coming slow. But yeah.
That's
so
a new rule in college, too.
You have to try to move out of the way.
You have to attempt to get... If you don't, it's a strike against you.
A strike? Wow, he just called a ball against me. But he also probably changed that rule on the fly.
No, it's a college rule. Last year, it was a ball, but, like, this past year, they said it's a strike.
It's just stupid.
Yeah, no. If you, like, try to, like, roll and, like, kind of attempt, like, to get hit, it's a strike.
Okay, yeah. I see I wouldn't make it very well, then. Like, as long as someone's not throwing, like... You know, like, I took one, it was very painful. I took one, someone was, like, clocking him, like, before the game, because we were like, oh, gosh, this guy's throwing the ball, like, really hard.
Yeah.
Clocked him at, like, 85, like, someone's dad had, of course, it's, like, a part while somebody's dad had a gun, and, like, clocked him at, like, 85 was his fastest pitch. Like, and he nailed me, like, I tried to take it in the arm, but it hit me in the ribs, and I was, like, I went down, I'm, like, wheezing, but, like, like,
yeah, hurt,
I would...
Man.
I'll take a pitch because it'll get me on base. And I used to be like you. When I was younger, I was really, really fast, and I could steal bases.
Yeah.
And I'd like, so I always played, like, rec league baseball because I wasn't very good. And I'd never been caught stealing in my life. And I got caught stealing twice that season because I was trying to be like you. I got gunned down.
It's part of it. You can't be scared. Like, you really can't be be scared. If you get caught once, it's just whatever.
Yep. Well,
it's about taking a risk.
Yeah. How many times did you get caught stealing? 41 stolen bases.
9 this year, and that was the most I've ever been caught this whole year.
So what, you were sitting at like 81%, 82%?
Yeah, it was like 80, I think, on the thing, it said like 85%.
85, dang.
Dude, but like before that, my freshman year I got caught once because I tried to steal home. It's first time I ever, I'll tell you that second, first time I ever got on base. Got a hit, stole second, stole third, and he said, we're about to steal home. I'm a nervous freshman, you know what I mean. I like, come on, like, just let me chill for a second.
Yeah.
Because they're still at home. I went a tick too late and got thrown out at home.
Dang. So you had, I saw this on your set, you had 2 triples your junior year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hit for the cycle in either of those games?
No, I never hit the cycle, but.
Dude, that kind of sucks.
I know, but like, one game, I might have been a home run shot. I don't know.
You hit, how many home runs you hit? 2 this past season? Did you hit any of the years before?
No. I never hit one in high school. Well, I hit in summer ball, just never in high school. Like
never in like an actual school function game.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. See, I've hit. Did you ever hit like a rope and then just like barely went foul though? Did you ever have any of those?
Oppo, yes. Oh man. Oh dude.
It's the worst. When you rip a bomb and you're already like strutting down the first baseline and then it goes foul.
Like I hit it and I'm just like, just stay fair, and it just fades out and like it's going into, the next deck over.
Yeah.
Or, you know, so it clears the fence. Yeah. And you're just like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be terrible. Are you okay? I'm just throwing out like questions off the top of my head. Were you like, do they make you bunt a lot? Because you're fast.
I mean, I look for it. I mean, I attempt. If I just, I have this thing called.
So is it on you?
It's on me.
When you bunt?
Yeah.
There's obviously, like, situationals where, like, you're bunting.
Exactly.
Are you like, the bunt guy, though, since you're so fast? Or is there somebody faster?
I mean, I can bunt, but, like, some things want me to hit. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're just that good.
No, I'm not good, but, like, just like, sometimes, like, it just depends on the situation. Like, first basemen and third basemen really don't play me back.
Yeah.
Because they try to protect the bunt. Because if you play me back, I'm going to just lay it down.
Yeah.
So they really kind of try to pinch the field, but it really opens up the real estate for me to get even more hits because you're so far, you're far in.
Yeah, you can just pop right over their head.
Exactly, or just hit a shot to them, they can't react to it because they're so far in. So it works both ways. You play back, I bunt. If you play in, I still can just pull one, So, but they made me bunt here and there, like situational stuff. Yeah.
All right, I got 2 more, and then we'll wrap up. What was your, favorite... In your time at UAB, favorite moment, best feeling, best hit or best play you made, what was that?
There's a couple. I'm going to give you 3. When Carter hit the walk-off to send us to conference, that was so awesome. That was awesome. And then this past year, we beat Southern Miss. They're in the region. They always almost in the Super Region.
Yeah.
They had the game-winning hit against them. Then I went 5 for 5 in my last college game ever.
Okay.
And then,
Was that like conference tournament this season or what?
No, it was just regular season.
Okay.
And then being on Sports Center.
Oh, nice. What was that? What play was it?
I made a diving play in the outfield.
Oh, nice. So they moved you all over the field or something? Mm-hmm. Your main position, second base, though. So.
Yeah, my freshman year I started at second. Last year I started at center. Started maybe the first 10 games at second. Then I got moved to short. Played short for a really long time. And then, the last 10 games, I got moved to
what'd you grow
second.
Up playing?
Short and second.
Short and second. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I asked you, 3 more questions.
No,
this
good.
Is the actual last question.
Good.
It's more, it requires a little bit of explanation. So, on our podcast, we're big Baker Mayfield mm-hmm. fans. We love Baker Mayfield. And obviously, there's good Baker Mayfield and bad Baker Mayfield. So, we need your good Baker and bad Baker of the week. And you can't say getting drafted was your good Baker. It's got to be
So
a good thing and a bad thing in your life this week, minus getting drafted by the Royals.
I don't know, man. Like,
Okay, well,
I'm gonna say it's been everything's been going kind of like, oh, I gotta get new brakes on my car. So yeah, that's bad baker. Oh, all right. Dude, yeah, gotta get brakes on my car. Oh, and an oil change. Like, oh, dude.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's a double bad baker combo.
And then I can't even have my car when I go fly out to Arizona tomorrow. I won't have it for it until I get back.
Dang. So you like take a bike, or are you just like they're stuck?
Uber and like take us around, and I guess.
Oh, so it's not like Ranger camping. Like you're not like stuck like in the facilities. And, like,
No. Well, okay. They're probably providers, rental cars and stuff like that. But yeah, brakes and oil change, definitely bad baker. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's good. This was Tyler Tolbert, newest, well, not newest because there's like 17 rounds after him, but we'll call him the newest member of the Kansas City Royals.
Thanks for having me.
That interview was brought to you by Romper Takeover 2K19. Okay, so obviously that was our interview with Tyler. As you can tell, great guy, great baseball player if you've ever seen him play. He made it onto SportsCenter actually last season. He led the conference in stolen bases his sophomore year. He stole 41 his junior year, which broke the UAB record. He's super pumped to get a chance to go out to Kansas City and play some baseball. Thought it was a good interview. I thought he was funny in his like hypotheticals that I asked him at the end. I gave him like some situation. I was like, what would you do? Like, if your coach told you this, but you wanted to do this, or you knew you could get a hit. So he's a pretty funny guy, but also a very serious guy, obviously, when it comes to baseball. But, yeah, I thought overall, pretty good interview.
All right, so you want to get into NBA Finals 3 and 4?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so to recap Game 3, Game 3 was kind of back and forth. It was a little bit closer, you know, than what I thought it would have been. I thought Golden State, at the beginning of the series, I thought Golden State was about to 4-0. Like, I didn't think Toronto had a chance in this series at all.
Oh, yeah. I said that all the way leading up through conference finals, that whoever Golden State played, they're probably sweeping them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was just – that's what I thought. But I think injuries was not something I was counting on when I made that. And now it looks like I'm just terribly wrong about sports.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, KD and Clay missing time is going to hurt any team. And I wrote a blog like a few weeks ago telling people, the title of the blog was "Stop Saying the Warriors Are Better Without KD." Mm-hmm. And it was pissing me off because that's everyone's take on Twitter is like, oh, they need to trade Kevin Durant because they're better without him. No, they're not. They're getting beat by a team that's not even from America.
Yeah.
They're not better without KD.
Yeah, but...
But they might be better with Boogie.
They feel like, I think people think that they're not as good with KD is because Curry gets all the spotlight.
Yeah.
And he completely went off in Game 3.
Yeah.
Like, he was not missing. He just continued to hit shot after shot. And, you know, he did what he does. It's what he does.
Yeah. So they're not... Steph Curry's better without KD. And Clay's better without KD. But the team as a whole, when you lose a top three player in the league,
absolutely,
and the best player on your team, whether you like it or not, he's the best player on their team, you're not going to get better from that. No. You might play a game better, or you might have players play better games, but your team is not better without your best player.
Absolutely.
But they've done it with LeBron when he had Kyrie and Kevin Love. Are they better without Kyrie? No, they're not. No. You would never choose Matthew Dellavedova over Kyrie. That's just...
He is the Curry stopper, though.
He is the Curry stopper, yeah.
They should have won that finals. If Kevin Love and Kyrie didn't get hurt that year, they would have won back-to-back.
Oh, yeah, easily.
But, you know, being from Cleveland, I'm not going to say anything else on that, but it's a little heartbroken. Okay.
Yeah, you know. So Game 3, close game. Raptors won. Game 4. So I sat there... On, like, actually, I'm not going to go into detail here, but I strongly considered for over 45 minutes betting a money line on the Raptors.
Yeah.
So I was like, the money line was plus 172. I was going to throw down, like, not a huge bet, but like.
Maybe just a couple of dollars there.
Yeah, just like a little bit of money.
$10 maybe.
Probably a little bit more than that, because I wanted to, like,
make a statement.
Not go big or go home, but go like slightly above small.
Or go home. Yeah.
So yeah. I was going to maybe throw down like you know, $25 or $30 because the payout for plus 172 makes, it's good. Insane. I was going to make like 40 something bucks off of that.
Yeah.
And which would help me in my current financial state. But and so I sat there and I was like, I can't do it. I can't, because if I lose this money, like I don't want to lose it. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather not win than lose.
That's true.
And so, like, I didn't bet it, and then I checked the score at halftime, and the Raptors are down. I was like, okay, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Check the score, like, you know, mid-third quarter, and it's a little bit closer of a game. And then, like, I kind of lost track because some guys, like, came to the house or whatever to hang out. And then they were like, oh, yeah, the Raptors won, by the way. And I was thinking, geez, man, like, I mean, it's only, like, $45 I would have won, or, like, maybe 50, but, like,
but still, man, come on. Come on now.
I needed that, but I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, anyways, I didn't watch it because I was...
Yeah.
Did you watch it last night? I watched
the whole game.
How was it?
It was just,
tell us all about it.
Okay, so, starting the game off, when I say both teams could not make a shot, I'm not exaggerating. There was, like, 5 minutes left maybe in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And it was 17-10.
Yo, I saw... I did see that. So, I was having a classic sitting on the toilet ESPN scroll.
Absolutely.
And I saw that Steph Curry was 0-for-5.
Yeah.
And both teams were under 20% on three-pointers.
Yeah.
Like, it was bad right there. Like, that was close to halftime. They were shooting very poorly. But
both teams are doing very bad. So, when I say after the first quarter, Kawhi Leonard had almost every single point the Raptors scored in that first quarter.
Yeah.
I think they had like maybe two or three more points like the rest of the team had scored, but he had like 14.
Yeah.
And they had like 17, I think, at like the end of the first quarter. Which,
dang. Kawhi. That's bad. That's like like church league.
That's church.
That's miserable.
They couldn't make a shot.
Did you watch it by yourself?
Yeah, I was just sitting in my room chilling.
Dude, that had to suck. You're sitting there and it's like, this could be entertaining, but it's not. And also, I'm just sitting here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have cut it off and started playing Madden.
doubt. I was thinking about getting on Xbox or doing something else because after the first quarter, it was like 24-17. Like,
score at halftime? Weren't the Raptors down? Like,
they were down four. It was 46-42 at halftime.
Oh, so right before halftime, like, there might have been 5 minutes left in the second quarter. I saw that they were maybe down by like 10 or so.
Yeah, the Warriors started like trying to pull away a little bit like they usually do, but. Yeah, Kawhi's the GOAT. He's the GOAT of this series, though. Of the series. LeBron's the GOAT. But
he's the best player in this series, no doubt.
Yeah.
But if Kevin Durant came back, he wouldn't be.
That's true.
But he's a top five. I'd give him top five. I'd say...
Yeah.
I'll say LeBron, KD, Giannis, Kawhi, and then you name the fifth, I don't know.
Steph, I guess, maybe.
I didn't want to say it, but...
But I feel like you just have to put him in.
You might have to, yeah. You could go Anthony Davis if you just really hate Steph, which I do.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, I almost... There was a time in my life, which I'm relatively Cleveland-ish for having been from Birmingham, because I liked Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Kyrie, and so I kind of... And I liked some of the young guys that came in, like, with Kyrie.
Yeah.
And then they got LeBron, so I had to, like, hide my fandom for the Cavs. Because I didn't want everyone, like, screaming bandwagon. I mean, like, you're from Ohio, so that makes sense for you. So I'm relatively Cleveland-ish. And there was a time in my life where I would have taken it to the graves that Kyrie Irving was a better point guard than Steph. Which I could still see that argument in the sense of strictly point guard skill sets. But
yes.
Not
shooting wise and stuff. Steph just
They're both bad on defense. Steph's a little better on defense.
Yeah, I can see that
a little bit.
Yeah, maybe
if he was put in a situation where he had to play defense, I feel like he could turn it on. But Kyrie just he's not that great on defense.
He's not.
But
you know we won't go there.
So we're gonna declare that Kyrie's the fifth best player in the league. That's what we're saying right now.
Okay.
No, Cleveland Kyrie was the fifth best.
Cleveland player. Kyrie.
Current Kyrie.
Not even close.
Did you see, this is off topic pretty bad, but did you see where he had to go and, like, walk back his statements about the earth being flat.
Yes.
Because he was like, yo, yeah. like, I was just kidding. And now there's, like, people that are yeah. wrong.
Yeah.
because of me. He was like, sorry. Like, a formal apology saying, like, the earth is not flat.
Yeah.
That was funny. That was a while back. That's, like, yeah, super yeah. outdated stuff. Yeah. But, yeah. Well, okay. So, NHL. We're gonna touch on the NHL because we're not huge hockey guys, but like,
yeah,
it's a good series. So
it is.
Haven't they gone like one for one, just traded games the whole series?
I think so.
I think it was St. Louis, Boston, St. Louis, Boston, St. Louis. Now they're 3-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Boston screwed. They're done. I'm calling the series.
Boston's the better team by a long shot, though.
Yeah, so is Golden State.
Yeah. That's true.
So it was like, you know, probably Georgia was a better team than Alabama when Alabama beat them.
You could say that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that Alabama was better than Clemson last season. It appeared that way going in, but...
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we all saw the game. Like, it hurts me to this day. I sometimes find myself sitting just thinking about the way that felt to watch Alabama get creamed like that.
But Trevor Lawrence...
He's ugly.
But he's got good flow, man. Come on.
He's got nice flow, but
flow's out there.
All of, like, the comparisons, like the memes or whatever about him crack me up.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's a little cocky, which he has the right to be, I guess.
I mean, he won a national championship freshman year.
He beat the supposed best team of all time.
Yeah.
But.
Best defense of all time. Close to it.
I mean, Alabama was pretty good, but Clemson was... obviously better, but they did. I'm not gonna get. I get into this way too much with the whole Clemson preparing for a month and. But yeah. But they extended the
time
period between the games to 2 weeks this season.
Yeah.
Between the semifinal and the national championship, that right. way, like, Nick Saban, if he loses again, can't cry about.
Yeah, about not having enough time. Right.
But I love you, Nick Saban. Yeah. I'm not talking crap, but like you did whine about that, but I love you. So, anyways, Yeah.
NHL. I mean...
I haven't watched any of it, because I don't watch hockey.
So I watched all of Game 5.
Yeah.
And the biggest controversy in that game right now is that the Blues player came up and tripped him. And then, like, he knew he tripped him, too. He kind of, like, looked around. He kind of had his hands up. He was like, well, crap, I'm going to the box.
Yeah.
Ref didn't call anything. But I feel like... And then they ended up scoring right off that play, though. And people are saying, like, the commentators were saying, like, well, it wouldn't have mattered because they still scored anyway. Well, no, I feel like it would be different because if Boston knows there's a penalty, they're going to try to touch the puck without a doubt.
Yeah.
Because the puck's in their zone.
Yeah.
Why would they not try to just put a stick on?
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like that would have changed the game completely. And then, I mean, they ended up losing 2-1, but I feel like if you take that goal away, Boston has a chance to win that game.
Yeah, so I bet heavy on that. I bet on
Moneyline
for the Bruins. I bet the Bruins -1.5 for the spread. I bet the over on goals. And I had some free play to work with.
Okay.
So I doubled down on those bets with free play, though. So I did all the bets twice.
Oh, no.
So I could double the bets.
You were trying to go all in, bro.
Yeah. Free play, gone. My money, gone.
Gone.
So, I'm not... Don't look to me for bets, right? I'm on a very cold streak.
So, are you saying that you're going to go with St. Louis now, and then everybody needs to go with Boston?
I'm done betting on hockey.
Okay.
I'm done.
Are you going to the WNBA then?
Potentially? Yeah. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I like, there's a new lacrosse league.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. But they can't. It's called the Premier Lacrosse League.
Okay.
I don't know a thing about lacrosse. I know that you can hit people whenever you want in lacrosse, which you would have never thought.
Pretty much. You can just
lay people out.
Well, to an extent.
There's certain guys.
But you can hit them with your stick all you want.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But certain guys,
they have longer sticks.
They can't truck people.
Those are defensemen.
Yeah, they can't hit you.
Right.
But on offense, offensive players
with the shorter sticks can hit you, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, love that. I love people getting hit.
Yeah.
Do you watch The Bachelorette?
No, I don't.
Oh, dude, there was a big body slam in The Bachelorette. They played a rugby match.
No.
Dude, body slam. That's for another day.
Okay.
It's for another day. Okay. But So I've been thinking about getting into lacrosse betting, but that league can't get, they can't get on sports books because they had poor stat keeping, and they're so they have to get a year's worth of stats.
Yeah.
And so that, like, you know, the sharps can get, like, trends and stuff.
Right. Of, like, but, yeah.
But, yeah, so that's our hockey talk. Surprisingly, we went longer than I thought we would, but there was, like, that two-minute, like, excerpt on lacrosse, which is... Lacrosse is basically hockey. It's field hockey.
It's field hockey.
Yeah, so we'll call it our hockey talk, but that includes lacrosse, and we may or may not ever do that again.
It's okay.
Yeah, because once the Stanley Cup's over, there's no more to talk about in hockey. Yeah. Unless lacrosse gets big, that's not going to happen.
I don't think so.
No. Not going to happen. Okay.
Yeah.
So another thing that we're going to try to do pretty consistently, because this is a thing that I've expressed to Grant before, is like, some, like, sports headlines are stupid. They're just clickbait. Like, for instance, my sports headline that didn't matter this week was the owner's wife who, like, leaned over and, like, asked Jay-Z to go get a drink or something.
Yeah.
That's not a sports headline. That's, like, for TMZ or something.
Well, the reason I think that that came into play is because the husband actually pushed Kyle Lowry in game three. That was one of the biggest things, too, was that he kind of gave him a shove, and Kyle Lowry kind of went berserk on it, but which he should, because you're trying to get the players protected and stuff.
So his wife is the one?
I think so. I could be completely wrong. Well, if
that's the case, I guess it still doesn't matter. Like,
yeah.
It literally, like, so many people say something to someone else during it. And also, something that should not be a sports headline is Drake. Because Drake is straight clout chasing at all these games. That's all. He's trying to get free press.
Why doesn't he travel to away games, though? Why does he only go to home games?
Dude, I don't know. Maybe he, like, only kicks it in the six. Like,
only kicks it in the six? Well,
the Warriors won't let him in there.
Probably not.
Stadium. They, like, made an official statement, like, Drake, you can't come to the games.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. Did you see where some Warriors fans paid to put up a billboard in Toronto? And it had... like a quote from one of Drake's songs, something about how he likes the Warriors.
Do it
for the Bay or whatever. They just put
Has songs about them. Yeah,
they just put that on a billboard in, like, his hometown. So, like, just saying, like, yo, remember this? Like, you said this. You like us,
bro? That's savage. Yeah.
Yo,
Awesome. I saw a thing on Twitter. This guy went around interviewing people about like Toronto fans. And he said, okay, say one thing you hate about the Warriors. All right, ready? Go. Trash talk them. And they were just like, no, we don't do that here. We're Canadians. Like, they were just trying to be like, yeah, we're cool. Like, we're Canadians. We don't do that.
That's dumb. See, that's why I don't want Canadians to win the American title. That's so stupid. Like, everybody talks trash.
Yeah.
I've played in church leagues where I heard church league basketball, and you just hear the most absurd things come out of people's mouths. This is the NBA Finals, you know?
Yeah.
Scream profanities into microphones. Like, if you're a fan, that's...
If you're a diehard fan, absolutely.
And someone comes up to you on the street with a microphone, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, to the extent of, like, threatening death to someone, but you can probably still do that and get away with it.
Possibly.
As long as you don't say, like, you can say, I want to kill that guy. As long as you don't say, like... Yeah, I plan to kill this guy, and this is how I plan to do it. Like, that's too far. But, like, you can say almost anything to a guy with a microphone.
Pretty much. Just on the street, walking down the street, and someone comes up to you and says, hey, you want to do an interview? Yeah, sure.
Duh. And I'm going to go off about something.
And they say, trash talk the Warriors. And then they say, nah, man. I don't do that.
If someone invites me to talk trash, game, set, match, I'm ruining their life.
Do it.
It's over with.
Doing it.
It's over with. Okay, yeah. So... did you see any stupid sports headlines this week?
Stupid sports headlines.
I feel like you had to, because they're all over the place.
I don't know.
No?
I think that was the same one I saw.
Okay, well, you better do your research.
I'm definitely going to do my research next time.
Sports headlines that don't matter. So we only had one for you this week. We may have 20 next week. It just depends.
Yeah, we could.
What happens? Oh, Boardman gets paid. The Kawhi thing? That doesn't matter.
No.
Who cares how he talked trash in college?
Yes, true.
But he's a Canadian now, and he talks trash, so.
Well, He's from LA.
Yeah.
And he's from California, yeah.
Yeah. So anyways,
yeah.
Like we said earlier in the show, we love Baker Mayfield. We love the Browns. Big advocates.
Absolutely.
So Grant is going to give us an update on the current state of the Cleveland Browns.
So,
or not even the football team, just something about the Cleveland Browns.
So OBJ was at
yeah.
game four last night.
And has he like participated in any team
activities? So the yet? Thing is that I was gonna get to that is there was like a whole buzz kind of thing around him saying like he hasn't showed up to like OTAs, you know, and and they were interviewing Baker, they were like, so what do you think about this? And he was just like, he just has to come ready prepared, and you know, he needs to know what he's doing, you know, like that's what's expected of him here, and
yeah.
he just needs to know what he's doing, and you know. All their interviews are so professional, and like, I love how they end it like every single time. I follow the Browns on Twitter, and every time they end it like all their interviews, they end it like, if you're not on this team, we don't want you here. Like, if you're with us or you're against us.
Yeah.
And I love that mentality. Like, we're gonna beat you guys.
Yeah.
Like,
dude,
we're gonna outwork you. We're gonna out like hustle you. We're gonna out like strategize you. Like everything. Yeah.
I love the Browns for, like, two reasons specifically. This is why I kind of latched on. Number one, like, by and far number one, is Baker Mayfield. That's a good guy. And number two, their uniforms. Some people think they're terrible. I think that's, like, cutting edge, like...
I think they can improve them a little bit.
No way. That's top of the line uniform right there. The brown and orange, dude, that's classic.
Yeah. I got my orange Baker jersey, though. I like the orange a lot better than the brown.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean the brown is nice, but
yeah,
the orange is definitely clean.
Orange, but, like if they do all orange, bro, watch out.
Yeah,
we're coming for blood that game.
Oh yeah, that'd be disgusting. That'd be filthy.
Yeah,
but that's about all we've got. Do you have what's your final statement for the people?
Final statement is that the Browns are gonna go 11-5.
Wow, that's so. I've been on record as saying 10-6.
Okay,
but I'll take the 11-5. I like that a lot. So that's
the only thing I feel like is that we'll lose maybe one game in the division, but other than that, we're winning most of the division games.
Okay, cool. So there you have it. Final statement: Browns 11-5. This has been Student Section with Jordan and Grant Hardy-Nardy. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.